message is by Pastor Mike Hammonds of Angleton First Assembly of God, located in Angleton, Texas. May the Lord bless you and speak to your heart as you listen.
This message, we're going to call it Doctor's Orders. All right, Doctor's Orders. Some of you are under doctor's orders right now. How many of you, and wives, if this applies to your husband, you can reach over there and raise his hand for him. But how many of you are difficult when it comes to the doctor? Yeah. Could use a little more patience in Jesus when it comes to the doctor. Anyway, Doctor's Orders is the title of the message. And I got this from, I stole this. I just flat out stole this from Dr. Terry Dobson. And he said this to me one day, a long time ago. He said, you know, if everybody would just do three things, this world would be a good place. So I'm going to share with you those three things. Number one, honor your parents. Well, I heard a little bit of amen, a few grunts. Moms and dads, this was your point. Honor your parents. In the book of Exodus, we find the Ten Commandments given to Moses from God. The ten, what are they? Commandments. Not ten good ideas, not ten suggestions, but ten commandments. And they were written on two tablets, not iPads, not paper and pencil, but stone tablets. And when you read through, you'll find out that they were written on front and back. I guess God was conserving stone. And there's a little bit of a discrepancy as to, because I don't know that the Bible is absolute. I lean a certain way, but there's 10 commandments. So a lot of people think there's 5 on one tablet and 5 on the other tablet. But really, the more common belief is that there are 4 on one tablet and 6 on the other tablet. That they're split up because of the way that they are labeled. See, there are 4 commandments of the 10 that deal with our relationship with God. Don't have any gods before me. Don't take my name in vain. Keep the Sabbath, honor it, keep it holy. And then there's other commandments, 6 of them, that deal with our relationship with man. Don't kill man. Don't steal. Don't covet your neighbor's wife. And so you got 4 that deal with our vertical relationship with God. And then you got 6 that deal with our horizontal relationships with men. And I always think of these 4 and these 6. When I see the cross, I see the horizontal beam and I see the vertical beam. And notice that the vertical beam supports the horizontal beam. Your relationship with God, if you'll keep that strong, it'll help you over here with your neighbor. Anybody got a difficult neighbor? Anybody sitting next to somebody difficult? Raise your hand. Just kidding. Don't do that. So if we go with the idea that there are 4 commandments on tablet 1 and 6 commandments on tablet 2, and this tablet deals with our relationship with God, and this tablet deals with our relationship with our fellow man, when you go to the very first commandment of the first tablet, which would be the first commandment of all 10, it says, "You shall have no other gods before me." If you go to the first commandment of the second group, it's going to be commandment number 5, which says, honor your father and your mother. Again, point 1, honor your parents. I want you to think of the 10 commandments as 2 different sets of commandments. One dealing with our God relationship, one dealing with our fellow man relationship. And just as the first commandment sets the stage for everything spiritual in relationship to your heavenly father, the second commandment sets the stage for all of your earthly relationships in society. What I'm getting at is it matters how you treat your parents. And listen, moms and dads, we say amen, but you got to understand, sons and daughters, we don't say amen because, yeah, that's right, we're all that. No, we know it matters how you treat your parents, because that's going to affect other relationships through life. It matters how you treat God. See, commandment to honor your parents is not just in the book of Exodus. If you go over to the New Testament, to the book of Ephesians, the 2nd verse of chapter 6, it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Notice what it says. It's the first commandment with a promise. Honor your father and your mother. Listen, honoring your parents is a lifetime call. So how do you honor your parents? Well, I'm going to tell you this. It starts early. I read to you verse 2, honor your parents. I want to back up to verse 1 and put it on the screen for you. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 says this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, we see a different word here. We see obey. But in verse 2, it says honor your father and mother. Obey, honor. Is there a difference? There's absolutely a difference. But notice what it says. Children, obey your parents. And then later it says, honor your father and mother. It doesn't say honor your parents. It says honor your father and mother. It says obey your parents. And it refers to children. See, our grads up here, they're not children anymore. I just heard them go, whoa, yes. Yes, we don't have to obey. We just got to honor, which ties into obedience. They are linked. But see, basically, I mean, technically, we're going to be the parents of our four children forever, but really, we're not their parents once they get out of the house. We're their father and mother always. We're no longer parenting. We parent, we raise them, we bring them up. That's what parents do. But then they leave. They don't have to obey you. Braden doesn't call me and ask for permission for stuff. I don't call him and say, hey, I heard that you did this. You need to shut that down. He's a man. He should still honor me. He should always honor his father and his mother. But when he was a child, he should obey his parents. But see, we shift from parents, and the role shifts as they get older. So there's an obedience as you're young, but there's always an honoring even after you leave the house. So obey is specific to children. Your father and mother are your parents, but the parenting season comes to an end. You no longer obey them, but you always honor them. And I know what some of you are saying, Pastor, you just don't know. That parenting thing doesn't come to an end. I understand there's still connection, there's still help and things. I get calls, it's like, hey, this is going on, what do I do? That's parenting, yes, but there is a shift in our relationship, amen? So you honor your father and your mother. Respect their position, respect their authority. Do what's asked of you, especially if your children obey your parents, you're in the house, do what is asked of you and learn to do without being asked. I know it sounds good, doesn't it? But this is what you're training them to do. You're not just raising children like you're raising corn. You're training a child in the way he should go. It takes effort on your part, mom and dad. So do what's asked of you. If you want to honor your parents, do what's asked of you. Don't roll your eyes. Don't talk back. All right, parents, this is your place for amens, anywhere you want to go. So here we go. We'll start again. Don't roll your eyes. Don't talk back. Don't give me attitude. And I don't want any drama. Some of you got children in drama class. And I'm not talking about at school. I'm talking about at home. Let's keep going. Listen a little bit more. Consider my advice. I might know something. Keep your nose clean and live right. Help your parents where you can. Show gratitude for all that your parents do. Because here's the thing. You don't have a clue as to what your parents do for you. I know what they do. I saw. You know some of what they do. There's stuff they do you don't even know. Because we don't go knock on the door, hey, I did this for you. Maybe you do. I don't know. We don't do that. There are things that are required and expected of parents. There are things that we have to do, and you're in there watching TV while we do it. So, what are you saying? I'm saying show gratitude. Be grateful. I want you to notice something, too, in this verse. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for they are right. It doesn't say they are right. It says this is right. What does that mean? It means that your parents make mistakes. Now, kids, you can say amen. We'll try it again. Your parents make mistakes. Not so loud. We're not always right. I've had to apologize to all four of my kids on more than one occasion. I've told you the story. I went in with Michaela was in her room. She was very young. And I went in there and had to apologize to her. And she said, I knew you was going to have to do that. Okay. She was right. She knew I had crossed the line. And you know, listen, mom and dad, when you cross the line, suggestion, own it. Apologize. You want to train them in the way they should go? You want them to learn how to say they're sorry? Then you ought to say you're sorry to them when you need to. Teach them by example. But parents, children, even when your parents are wrong, well, they don't understand. I need to go to Bobby's house. There's a party. And my mom said I can't go. And she thinks yes, but she's wrong. Obey your parents, for this is right. Still, you need to obey. Yeah, but what if they tell me to do something, that's not right? Obey your parents. What's the next three words? In the Lord. See, this verse covers quite a bit. Children, obey. After that, you honor. Obey your parents, not always, but in the Lord. If they tell you, go kill the pastor, you don't have to do that. Because that's not in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right, even when they're wrong. That's a lot in one verse. So, before I go to the second thing, I'm going to give you a little what's in it for me at the end of each point. Obey your parents in the Lord. Honor your father and your mother. What's in it for me? Well, verse 1, obey your parents. Verse 2, honor your father and mother. Verse 3, so that it may go well with you. That's what's in it for you. I'm going off to college. I'm going to the military. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get married. By the way, if you get married, get a job. Whatever your next step is, you continue to honor your father and mother so that it may go well with you. Do you want it to go well with you? If I'll just get a degree, it'll go well with me. That may help. It may not. I'm going to tell you, if you want it to go well with you, keep it intact, this relationship with your mom and your dad. Commandment number 5. Honor your father and your mother. That's the first thing, that if we could just learn to do that, this world would be a better place. Secondly, doctor's orders are this. Live by the golden rule. I think you know what the golden rule is. It's found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. It's found somewhere else as well, but we'll look at the one in Matthew. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. Now, it had been nice if it would have said this. Whatever men do to you, do that to them. Wouldn't that be nice? That'd be a lot easier. That would be a lot easier to live. You hit me, I hit you. But no, that's not the golden rule. The golden rule is whatever you want men to do to you. However you want them to treat you, that's how you treat them. Yeah, but that ain't right. I'm treating them good. They're treating me bad. Yeah, but you're following Jesus, and they're a son of the devil. We expect more of Jesus people than we do devil people. Well, this one goes to church. Well, the devil got in them. Listen, I can't give you an explanation, but I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. I'm only giving you 3 things to do this morning. You can do 3 things. Honor your parents. That's one. And now live by the golden rule. Treat people the way that you want them to treat you. You know, somewhere else in Matthew, I think it's chapter 5, it says this. If you love only those that love you, King James says it this way, what thank have you? Translation, big deal. If you love only those that love you, big deal. If you're only kind to those who are kind to you first, so what? Sinners can do that. Heathen can do that. Anybody can do that. God's asking you to do something that's a little more challenging, a little more uphill. Love those that hate you. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those that despitefully use you. I just want to have good church. It's more than just singing songs and jumping around. It's following Jesus. It's making a difference on Monday out in the marketplace. It's making a difference on Tuesday in your neighborhood. It's being different than all the other kids at school because you're a follower of Jesus. Live by the golden rule. You know what? I think doctor would agree with me. Out of the three I'm going to share with you, if we just took this one right here all by itself, if the whole world would live by this, it'd be a different place. We have Royal Ranger Ministry, Girls Ministry. They'll be taking place tonight at 6 o'clock. Royal Ranger, part of their pledge is this: I will make the golden rule my daily rule. I like that. It's challenging, though. Daily. What does that mean? Every day. Wouldn't it have been nice? I will make the golden rule my Monday rule. On Mondays, I'm going to live by the golden rule in holidays. But after that, watch out. No, the golden rule is to be your daily rule. You don't get to pick one day of the week to live this verse. J.C. Penney. The younger people may not recognize that, but a lot of you older folks have been through the J.C. Penney store. You've had the J.C. Penney catalog. Anybody here know what J.C. stands for? Not Jesus Christ. J.C. Penney is named after a man, the founder of the store. J.C. Anybody know J.C.? His name is James Cash Penney. You can't fail with that name. His middle name is Cash. He founded the J.C. Penney stores in 1902, and it became a multi-million dollar business. So let me tell you a little bit about Mr. James Cash Penney. Mr. Penney tried his best to always treat people like he wanted to be treated. He's a Christian man. He followed the golden rule. He treated them with love, respect, kindness, understanding, encouragement. And for about the first 10 years, the stores were not called J.C. Penney. For about the first 10 years, the stores were called the Golden Rule Store. See, you learn something at church. Also, he didn't like the word employee. He didn't like the way it came across, him above them. He preferred to call them associates. He treated them as he would have liked to have been treated. Follow the golden rule. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Listen, while you're pursuing your life, don't forget others. While you're chasing your dream, don't forget others. While you're doing your thing, don't forget others. While you're doing well and you're on the high, you're on the mountain, don't forget others. When you're not doing well, don't forget others. John Ashcroft said this: the most important thing my dad taught me is that there are more important things than me. Basically, I can hear John Ashcroft telling his son, you're not all that. I tell my kids, you're all that. You're awesome. And I think that's okay. That's good. But let me just put a little bit of a spin on this. And I went and robbed a little bit of a guy's speech. This is a graduation speech from 2012. I just got parts of it here, snippets. And the reason I know about it is because when he did this some 9 years ago, there was a little bit of backlash. Not everybody liked what he had to say. Because here's what he said. He's talking to a graduation class of about 2,000. Each of you is dressed, you'll notice, exactly the same. And your diploma, except for your name, is exactly the same. All of this is as it should be because none of you is special. You're not special, you're not exceptional. Contrary to what your U9 soccer trophy suggests and your glowing seventh grade report card, despite every assurance of that Mr. Rogers guy and your batty Aunt Sylvia, no matter how often your maternal cape crusader has swooped in to save you, you are nothing special. Maybe some of y'all are having problems with him. Yes, you've been pampered, indulged, doted upon, helmeted, and bubble-wrapped. Yes, capable adults with other things to do have held you, kissed you, fed you, wiped your mouth, wiped your bottom, trained you, taught you, tutored you, coached you, listened to you, counseled you, encouraged you, consoled you, and encouraged you again. You've been nudged, cajoled, wheedled, and implored. You've been feeded and fawned over and called sweetie pie. Yes, you have. And certainly, we've been to your games, your plays, your recitals, your science fairs. Absolutely. Smiles ignite when you walk into a room and hundreds gasp with delight at your every tweet. And now, you've conquered high school. And indisputably, here we have gathered for you. But do not get the idea that you're anything special, because you're not. You see, if everyone is special, then no one is. If everyone gets a trophy, trophies become meaningless. I don't have a problem with it. Just want to say right now, Addison Connor, you ain't nothing. You ain't special. Teresa? Nah. No, here's what he's saying. Yes, you are special. And so is everyone else. It's kind of like this. You're one in a million. And so is everybody else. Here's the point. See, I don't say this to get you to think less of yourself. I say this to get you to think of yourself less. What are we talking about? We're talking about the golden rules. We're talking about valuing others over ourselves. And if you always think you're the exception, you'll never see the value and the worth of others. In other words, we need to be other people-minded. We need to think of others. We need to serve others. We need to give to others. We need to pray for others. We need to be kind to others. We need to prefer others over ourselves, as the Bible says. So yes, believe in yourself. Think of yourself as awesome. I'm for that. But think of your neighbor as awesome as well. You're not more important than the next person. I say it a lot. God loves everybody, and he loves me a little bit more than you. You know what? That's an attitude I choose to take on, but that's not an attitude that I really grab a hold of and live as if I'm better than you. Let no man think more highly of himself than he should. Believe in yourself. Believe in the God in you. But also know that without God, you're lost and undone and nothing. So I don't know how much flack you got on that speech. But I get it. Follow the golden rule. Go for the gold. In the Olympics, they go for the gold. Sometimes they fall short and they get a silver or maybe the bronze, and others don't even get the medal. Go for the gold in your relationships with others and at least get a medal. Get better with your relationships with others. Strengthen the horizontal beam. See the worth of other people. So, what's in it for me? Well, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, whatever a man sows, that will he reap. Sow good, good comes back. See, you sow, you reap. I call this Galatians 6, 7, I call this the boomerang verse. You throw it out there, but it comes back. You throw kindness out there. Does that mean everybody's going to be kind to you? No, because the golden rule is us. I throw it out there not to get it back. I throw it out there because that's what I want to do. But God says, you keep sowing that kind of a seed, you will reap. It will come back to you. Maybe it won't come back from that one, but you'll get some kindness over here from this one who you weren't even kind to. Sow seed into relationships. And then the third and final point, we won't spend too much time on this one. Doctor's orders, honor your parents, follow the golden rule, and pay your tithe. Pay your tithe. 10% of what comes your way, release it back to the Lord. You ought to learn this young. Now I know some of you are going to be going to college, you ain't going to have no money. Well, here's the good news. You know what 10% of zero is? It's zero. But somewhere you're going to get $100 from somebody. Yeah, all pastors are bringing this up because he knows he gave us money in that card from the church. That's right, I did. I calculated. I know it's coming back. Pastor just knows I'm going to get some graduation money. Here he comes, looking for my money. Listen, you do what you want to do. I'm telling you, if you want things to go well with you, honor your parents. Live the golden rule and honor God with what is His already. See, you're not giving Him 10%. You're returning what belongs to Him. It's a trust thing. I'm going to give you all of this. Now, I gave you some of mine, too. I'm going to see if it comes back. It's a trust thing. Learn while you're young. Because when you get $100, $10 seems like a lot of money, I know. Tithe, 10%, that's what it means, 10%. And I've said this many times. God gave it, made it 10% because not everybody's good in math. Some of you, it's tax time, right? And you're figuring your tax, 8.25, calculator. 10%, you don't need a calculator. Be generous. Learn to be generous. Learn it while you're young. And for you, well, I make zero, Pastor. I'm in college. I make nothing. All right, but one day, you're going to apply for a job. God's going to bless you. He's going to give you a good job. Now you got income. What you going to do? Learn to give back 10% of your increase unto the Lord. That's the key word. The Bible uses the word increase. If I find $100 on the ground, I say, praise the Lord, and I give him 10. Pay your tithe. What's in it for me? Malachi tells us that when we tithe, God opens up the windows of heaven and pours out blessing. That's what's in it for you. Notice this. If I'd have just went straight to what's in it for me, and if I'd have said, hey, how many of you would like it to go well with you on earth? Oh, I want it to go well. How many of you would like to reap good things? Yes. How many of you would like the windows of heaven open so God can pour out a blessing? I want all three of them things, Pastor. All three of them things hinge on a condition. And it's something you do. If you want all three of them things, honor your parents. Follow the golden rule. Pay your tithe. How many of y'all would say some of this is tough? Yeah, I would say it's tough. For some of you here, maybe the honor your parents part is tough. You know, there are some that their parents are hard, very iron-fisted, and maybe they don't know Jesus. And so they could use a little help in honoring their parents. How many of you know that following the golden rule is not always easy? It can be hard. We could use a little help. And how many of you know that paying your tithe is not always easy? You could use a little help, some strength. I want to give you one more verse in closing, and then we're going to have some prayer time. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. See, we need help for this. Well, there's someone that is called the helper. The Holy Spirit, He's the helper. And notice what it says, be filled with the Spirit. See, I don't know what your next step is, grad. I don't know if you're going to college or not, going to work. Whatever your next step is, may it be ordered of the Lord Jesus. College isn't for everybody. Military isn't for everybody. God has something for you. Find that out and do that. But whatever it is, honor God while you do it. Whatever that next step is, wherever it takes you, honor God there and be filled with His Spirit. What does that mean? That means the Spirit, the helper in you, is going to help you do these things. Yes. There's a prayer language that He can give you. We want that too, but it's more than just getting filled here and then moving on. It's being filled and remaining filled. This very verse, if you back up just a little bit before that, it'll tell you to ask, it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened. And the word in the original is keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, and this word is the same tense, keep being filled. Stay plugged in with your Bible. Stay plugged in with prayer. Stay plugged in with worship. If you're going off, find you a group. Find you a church. Chi Alpha. Find somebody. Find something. Find a place where you can continue to be filled. I want to ask all of us to stand. Church, would you do this? Would everybody just lift their hands right now? Just everybody lift your hands. Just repeat it after me if it's your heart's desire. Father God, fill me with your Spirit. Let me be full of your Spirit. Led of your Spirit, influenced by your Spirit, Help me in Jesus' name to live these three things: to honor my parents, to live the golden rule, to put you first in my giving. And then, Father, help me to live the rest of all that is before me in your book. Fill me with your Spirit in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening today. For additional information or to call in a prayer need, you can reach Angleton First at 979-849-6112 or check us out on the web at angletonfirst.org. God's blessings upon you, and may His peace be yours today.